In Ireland, voting has got underway in the last half hour in the country's first presidential election in 14 years. Voters are being asked to choose from among seven candidates to replace outgoing President Mary McAleese. From Dublin, Michael Kelly reports.
As Irish presidential elections go, this campaign has certainly been eventful. The early frontrunner, the openly gay Senator David Norris, who successfully campaigned to have homosexuality decriminalised in Ireland in the 1990s, has seen his support fall to just over 10%. The last opinion poll of the campaign showed that independent businessman Sean Gallagher was in course for a victory, securing some 40% of the electorate. However, in a dramatic twist of fate proving that a week really is a long time in politics, Mr. Gallagher was damaged in the closing days of the campaign over allegations he solicited donations for a political party from a convicted criminal. Before the controversy erupted, Mr. Gallagher's closest rival was the veteran Labour Party politician Michael D. Higgins. With seven contenders, it's the highest number of candidates that have ever stood for election for the presidency, and the outgoing President Mary McAleese will be a hard act to follow. Mrs. McAleese was judged to be so popular 7 years ago that no one came forward to challenge her for election, and she was re-elected unopposed. Well-known pro-life activist and Catholic lay evangelist Dana Rosemary Scallon is also among those contesting the election. She came third with an impressive 14% in 1997. However, her campaign has failed to gain momentum in this occasion, and polls have suggested she is unlikely to make an impact. In Dublin, for Vatican Radio, I'm Michael Kelly.